Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. New York-based Global Service Center for Quitting the CCP has boldly launched an online petition, EndCCP.com, Eliminate the Demon Chinese Communist Party. Is the tide turning against the CCP? Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Major General Paul Vallely is a West Point graduate, a retired deputy commanding general for the U.S. Army, a veteran of two combat tours in Vietnam, and a graduate of the Industrial College of the Armed Forces and the Army War College. Throughout his 32-year military career, Major General Vallely served in positions such as infantry company commander, intelligence officer, operations officer, and military advisor. His theaters of operation included Europe and the Pacific Rim countries. He has over 15 years' experience in special operations, psychological, and civil military operations. General Vallely has served as a military analyst for the Fox News Channel and is a guest on numerous nationally syndicated radio and TV talk shows. He's a best-selling author and the founder of Stand Up America. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to General Paul Vallely. Welcome back, Paul.
Thank you, Audrey. Always great to be with you.
Always great to have you. Always great to have you with us. You know what? We're going to jump in. This is brilliant work, Paul. This, you know, I can't wait to share this with the listeners. I mentioned in the intro that the Global Service Center for Quitting the CCP had boldly launched an online petition. Now, the website lists a series of crimes committed by the CCP, including suppression of Chinese and Hong Kong people, infiltration and manipulation of the West, deliberate spread of the coronavirus, and more, and calls for people to wake up to end this tyranny. Are they referring to people in the West to wake up, Paul?
No, their focus is really, well, both. The Chinese people really realize what's happened to them and the tyrannical government they've been serving under to some degree. But I think the focus of our Operation Nemesis series of revelations, I'll call it that, is about awakening not only America, but Europe and other parts of the world in this global network we have. And so from that standpoint, we have found it very effective to go into a very in-depth analysis, more than any other institution, academic institution, or even government officials, National Security Council, Department of Defense. So it's been very enlightening, Audrey. I can tell you, I knew very little about what the Chinese Communist Party had really done over the decades. We knew they were evil, but when this COVID-19 was launched, then all of this revelation has come forth, and we've been able to put that out to the different institutions in our government.
Yeah, and we're still unfortunately living with COVID, Chinese coronavirus, which is, you know, discouraging. I wanted to bring out here from it says from on June 23rd, a new documentary titled "Manipulating America: The Chinese Communist Playbook." It was released by the New Tang Dynasty TV, an independent Chinese TV station headquartered in New York. Now, this investigative film reveals how the CCP has manipulated American politicians, public educational systems, using covert soft power, including grand overseas propaganda, bribery, Confucius Institutes, and sister cities. Now, Paul, we've discussed in the past segments how the CCP has its tentacles around universities with the Confucius Centers, how they spread their lies via their cultural exchanges with sister cities. How have they been able to manipulate American politicians?
Well, just the way they've manipulated some of our institutions, Harvard being one of them, Basically, they send these students over. Now, not all the students are agents of the Chinese Communist Party.
Right.
Before they depart China, there is an intense program preparing a select number of them to actually be agents in the United States, in our high-tech companies, in our academic institutions, and they are actually working for the Chinese Communist Party. They're agents. And they report back what's going on, for example, in Google or Apple or other companies. They also explain what's happening on campus, but then they join these on-campus organizations, for example, you know, even the fraternities and sororities. And so they embed themselves very deeply. And, of course, the Global Service Center and other Communist Chinese Party organizations now have had an opportunity to reveal a lot of this. And that's how I was brought into the situation by a number of Chinese that could act as a network for me to gain as much information, looking through the Chinese eyes, by the way, not American eyes. Mm-hmm. And that's how we've been able to develop the Operation Nemesis series.
Yeah, you make a great point there, that there is a difference, that we have a problem sometimes in this country that we always see things through Western eyes, but there's other eyes. It's looking through their eyes at the situation. Is that correct?
That's correct. Absolutely correct.
Yeah. So,
and I learned this a long time in the intelligence business, you know. And
yes.
Again, I'll tell the story about General al-Sisi, my good friend, in Egypt, when I headed up two delegations over there. And I sat across from him, and he said, "Why does America always seem to solve its problems or want to solve its problems looking through a political prism rather than through a reality prism?" He said, "Because you can't solve anything through a political prism. You have to look at the reality of the situation." And boy, that has stuck with me over all these years, and it's so true that we do that, and we look through our eyes and a political prism, solving most of our problems. That's why Congress can't get anything done, because they look through a political prism.
That's a great point. That's probably why. Yeah, that's probably why they're always in the single digits when it comes to approval. You think they get it by now, but apparently not. Do you know if this Manipulating America, the Chinese Communist Playbook, if that's available for anyone to see online, or is that in English?
No, I don't know. They may have that nccp.com website. It could be on there, but I don't know. I don't know how you get that. I could look into it, though.
Yeah, we're going to, because that would be great if we could see that. On June, now that was
it
June.
It says it was published online in 2004, so I'm certain you could Google it.
Yeah. Well, on
some kind of trace.
Sure. On June 26th, Rong Yi, the chairwoman of the center, told the media about this global movement. She explained that the wicked CCP is the root cause for the chaos and disasters in the world today. Unfortunately, the free world has ignored it for too long, allowing it to infiltrate deeply into societies, and we've seen that, Paul, already. But Paul, isn't the reason for most of the West, the reason a lot of the West, at least the leadership, has been ignoring this warning, is because the CCP has very deep pockets? I mean, they've been using bribery.
Very deep pockets and control much of the major corporate work. Huawei is an example. And so by controlling a lot of their corporations, it gets to the point that it's trade that these countries have for so long now have taken all this deception in from the Chinese Communist Party because of money, trading, manufacturing. And that's, if you want to focus on something, that's where it's at as far as the Chinese Communist Party infiltrating and getting all of these advanced research and development projects that they then take and put it into their military or into their manufacturing. That way they don't have to spend billions of dollars in research and development. They've just stolen it from us and from other companies as well.
Yeah.
And when you look at it's really a brilliant strategy they've used.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. They're evil.
We've fallen for it until President Trump took over.
Yeah, I think he had his eye on China well before he was in office, what they were doing. Sadly, they've been able to do too much. They've gotten themselves so deeply rooted here. And we've talked before about Wall Street, too, correct? How they're involved in Wall Street.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Right.
So let's talk a little about this center founded by Rong Yi. It says it was founded in June 2005. The Global Service Center for Quitting the CCP has helped, and this is stunning, has helped over 350 million Chinese people to renounce the Chinese Communist Party and its affiliated organizations. This is a phenomenal reach, is it not, Paul?
Oh, it is. But that's what it takes. Even in the United States, we see it going on in Canada now of the protests going against Trudeau and the government up there that happened last week. But the whole thing of this global center is to really enlighten not only the Chinese people more so, but to get them to stand up against the Chinese Communist Party and denounce this as an evil party. And so the whole objective here, the whole mission by these Chinese organizations is to make sure the Chinese Communist Party falls apart and they can then move to a free and democratic society. Right. And we saw last week the aggressive planning that the CCP has by really taking over all of Hong Kong last Thursday. Next will be Taiwan.
Yeah, this is unbelievable. The birth of this movement that we're talking about began in, and you mentioned, November 2004. We mentioned the book Nine Commentaries on the Communist Party in our last segment. That this is the first book that provides a systematic account of CCP's grave brutality and mass deceits for over half a century. Isn't it surprising that the CCP wasn't able to prevent the publication of this information?
Well, again, you have smart people in China, a lot of the well-educated China who left the Chinese Communist Party, like an individual that I work with now, that have been able to influence outside organizations and perhaps get a lot of things published that couldn't be published inside China. But outside of China, yes. And of course, massive use of the internet has assisted them as well. So they're very technical, techie-oriented, if I may say so. And they know the power of the internet, that's for sure. And so messaging is what I was trying to get to. And that's what's happening up in Canada, messaging to the people. Now these organizations are messaging directly to the Chinese people as best they can, down to the village level, about what has happened to the culture in China as a result of the Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah, and for the listeners, the reason, of course, that they're having, they have to think of creative ways to try to reach the people is because the CCP has, censored the internet, inside the country, so it's very difficult for people to be reached that way. Isn't it true, Paul?
That's true, yeah. The harnessing of the internet over there and totally controlled, again, by the Chinese Communist Party. They also control the People's Liberation Army, control organizations, corporations.
Yeah,
that's... We know Huawei. We know the broadcasting. We've even seen some of the communist agents in the White House at the briefings. That we traced that one reporter back to one of the organizations that's supported by the Chinese Communist Party. I can't remember her name, but I remember seeing the interview.
Yes, I remember. I know exactly what you're talking about. And the president asked her, "Who do you work for?"
Who do you work for? Yeah.
Yes, he knows. He knows. He knew who by the question she was asking. He turned. He says, "Who do you work for?" And I was like, "Oh, he got her. He got her." Well, the Global Service Center of Quitting the CCP is composed of mainly volunteers who assist any Chinese person with a membership or its affiliated organizations to publicly renounce their ties with the CCP. Now, although CCP membership accounts only for roughly 8% of the Chinese population, this was an eye-opener. Almost everyone who grew up in communist China is mandated to join Young Pioneers, Red Scarf, or Young League to prove their loyalty to the party. On joining, children and teens are ordered to vow, and this is the vow: I love the Communist Party of China, the motherland, and the people. I will study well and keep myself fit, preparing to contribute my entire life to the cause of communism. That's the end of the quote. That vow is chilling, isn't it, Paul?
Oh, very much so. But isn't it interesting? Flushing, New York is called the new Chinatown of New York City.
What?
That's something.
Wow. Are you serious?
Local Service Center of Quitting the CCP was born in Flushing.
In Flushing.
That's how it started. Yeah.
Wow.
Not in Beijing. Not in Wuhan.
In Flushing, New York.
Flushing, New York.
Yeah. Holy moly, yeah. Now, I'm just curious. Once, it may sound like a silly question, but once they publicly denounce their ties with the CCP, they can never return to China, can they?
Oh, my goodness, no. They'll be imprisoned or sentenced to death.
I thought it would be a death warrant, but so
that's how brutal it is.
Yeah, does the center then help these people try to make connections to live somewhere else?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know in depth how much they do that. I would assume they network that pretty much through other organizations, particularly to get people out of China. And you know, Taiwan's watching very carefully also what's going on over there. And probably the Taiwanese do a lot, too, that we don't know about to help the people of China versus the Chinese Communist Party. You look at the Chinese in Singapore. Look at the Chinese in Burma, all over Southeast Asia. The China has infiltrated into those countries for years. And we know that many of these Chinese corporations out of Singapore have been a front for Huawei, for example. And I know of a case of one of our young Americans working in Singapore that was actually murdered because he knew too much about Huawei and the 5G that was coming into effect. And, of course, they found out, well, no, he committed suicide, hung himself in a bathroom. It's called Hardwire, the book on that, by the way.
Wow.
So there's a lot of things tied back. And I know the family, by the way, of the young man that was recently murdered by the Chinese agents in Singapore.
Oh, my gosh. That's tragic. Just so you know, that the volunteers for the center outside of China set up booths at tourist spots to hand out pamphlets to mainlanders or ask some thought-provoking questions to start what they call truth clarification conversations. They also use phone banks to call or text message their fellow Chinese in China. Isn't the courage displayed by those in this movement something that patriotic Americans should be influenced by and stand up against this communist Marxist movement now trying to bring down our nation, Paul?
Absolutely. And it's about education as well. You hit the point right on the head there. We're not educating our universities, our people. And they're being sold a line of goods of how great socialism is, which is basically like communism, let's face it. Yep. And that's what Black Lives Matter is. The leaders of Black Lives Matter are about Marxists. And now we finally see some very senior leadership, particularly in the NFL, for example, and in some of the networks. Some of the announcers that do the sports have tracked and stood up for America, not the communist efforts to socialize socialism that many of the corporations, including the head of the NFL, has bought into.
Yes.
Look at Nike. Look at all these companies have bought into this mass deception.
It's incredible.
So that's what's happening.
Yeah, it's incredible. But I hope, listeners, that you're encouraged by this. I was encouraged reading about it. You should be encouraged by these individuals who are doing it. This is voluntary. They're not getting paid for it. And they're doing it because they love freedom and they want to get people out of communism. We don't want to walk into communism because, as Vladimir Lenin said, the goal of socialism is communism. So socialism is communism's bait. We don't want to walk into it. Socialism is evil, just as communism is evil.
Absolutely. And we can see the evil that they're doing in the destruction of our history, our monuments. It's all part of the Marxist way of infiltrating into a society. They did that in Russia. Yeah. They did to some degree in France and Italy. They've certainly done it under Mao in China in the 1940s. Yeah. But all of these versions of Operation Nemesis can be found on our website, standupamericaus.org.
Yes.
So if they'll go there, they can take that information and use it as they can, maybe to extend the understanding of what's happening in China with the Chinese Communist Party.
Exactly. And where else can they follow and support your work? Through, are you in social media? Yes?
Yeah, we have three Facebooks. I am not that crazy about Facebook, but it does allow us to social media almost 100,000 people every day. We have Paul Vallely is one. The Generals Group, Paul Vallely. The Glacial Group. And then also the Legacy National Security Group, Advisory Group. So I guess we have now four Facebook sites on there.
Yes, and also...
You can just search and join on that as well. And certainly we would like to encourage donating and supporting the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation, because we feel we do a lot of good work. We have a lot of good people. But to sustain ourselves... And we were founded, by the way, in 2005. So we've been around for... 15 years now doing these kinds of studies and analysis.
This is it's excellent, and the website is filled with information like we're giving you through this segment. You want to find out more, go right there and definitely bookmark the page so you can get right back to it. And as always, I'll have those links in my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the honor button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links and info that Paul just shared with us. Yes. Thanks so much, Paul, again, for sharing your brilliant assessments with us. We look forward to your return to the show. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.